The Gemara Masechta Baba Kama, Daf Ayin Aleph Amar Aleph, towards the bottom, after mentioning the opinion of Rav Shimon, that a shechita shen aruya, a shechita that doesn't make the animal allowed to be eaten, is not considered a shechita, for which a ganef who does tficha mechira should be chayiv dal vehei, as bishlama lavoy de zoro. I understand if somebody shechs an animal for avoy de zoro, or somebody who shechs a shor hanisko, those are considered shechita shen aruyehi, and therefore Rav Shimon and our Mishnah says that you will not be chayiv dal vehei. Ella b'Shabbos, if somebody shechts an animal on Shabbos, ask the Gemara, shechita ruyehi, isn't that considered a situation of shechita ruyah? The Tanan, the Mishnah says, m'sech t'chulun daf yodal ramar aliv, ashechit b'Shabbos b'yom kippurim, if somebody shechts an animal on Shabbos or Yom Kippur, afal pishin eschai b'nafshay, even though he didn't have aver for which the zechiv misa, shechitasoy k'sheira, the shechita is considered kosher shechita. So why does Rav Shimon say that if somebody shechts on Shabbos and Yom Kippur, he's going not to be chayev dal vehei? Amri answers the Gemara, sovel like Rav Yochanan Sandler. Rav Shimon holds like Rav Yochanan Sandler, that says that any animal that was shechted on Shabbos, may not be eaten. The Tanan, for the Mishnah teaches us the Masechta Shabbos on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph and Lamed Ches Amud Aleph. Hamavashel b'Shabbos b'Shogig. If somebody cooks something on Shabbos b'Shogig, Yoichel, he may eat from that food even on that day. B'Mezid, if he did it, however, B'Mezid Lo Yoichel, it may not be eaten on Shabbos by anyone. Divrei Rameya. That is the opinion of Rameya. Rabbi Yehuda says, B'shogig yoichel. If it was done b'shogig, it may be eaten by him or by others only on Matzoy Shabbos. B'mezid, if it was done b'mezid, lo yoichel olamis, it may never be eaten. Rabbi Yochanan Sandler Omer, B'shogig, if it was done b'shoyig yoichel b'matzah Shabbos l'cheirim, then other people may eat it on Matzah Shabbos v'loy loy, not he ever. B'mezid, if it was eaten, if it was done b'mezid lo yoichel olamis loy loy v'loy l'cheirim, no one could eat from that food ever. And Rashi Masechta Chulin explains the opinion of Ramea and Rabbi Yochanan. Ramea holds that if it was done b'mezid, no one could eat from it that on Shabbos, in order that people should not benefit from Melecha Shabbos. However, b'shoigig, we don't make such a gzeirah. Rabbi Yehuda, on the other hand, holds that even b'shoigeg, one may not eat from that food until Matzah Shabbos, because we don't want benefit from work that was done in Shabbos. And mezid, Rabbi Yehuda holds, Chazal made a gzeirah that this person who actually was mechalel Shabbos should not be allowed to have hanor from it. My time, Rabbi Yochanan Sandler, continues the Gemara. Kedar Shabchia Pischa de Bein Nasiya Veshmatem Zashabski Kodesh Lulchem. Ma Kodesh Osu Bechila. Just like Kodesh, something that's Kodesh may not be eaten. Af Masa Shabbos Asurim Bechila. Ask the Gemara, if we're going to learn from Kodesh, why don't we say Ma Kodesh Osu Bechanor? Af Masa Shabbos should be Osu Bechanor. If that's Rabbi Yochanan Sandler's limud, tamloim lachem, shalchem yehei. Yocha afil b'shayig. So if we're learning this way, why does Rabbi Yochanan Sandler Lumekel Bishagig, Tamloy Machale Mashumas, Bemezer Matiloch, Veloy Bishagig. It was only said Bemezer and not Bishagig. And then the Gemara brings a Machloikis. If according to Rabbi Yochanan, Masa Shabbos are also Midrais or Midrabonon, and as the Rishonim point out, that's only a machloikis according to Rabbi Yochanan Sandler, but Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda obviously are of the opinion that Ma'ase Shabbos are only Osir Midrabonon. This then, of Shabbos, Ma'ase Shabbos, the Shita points out that according to Rabbi Yehuda, Chazal made a special knas that if somebody cooked something on Shabbos, it should be also for him forever. And truthfully, the other people who did not participate in Chil Shabbos, it should be mutter. The reason Chazal said that they can't eat from it is because Chazal did not want anyone to have hanor from Ma'ase Shabbos. We look in the Shulchan Aruch, Aruch Chaim, Simen Shin Yudches, when the Shulchan Aruch begins to speak about Hilchus, Bishul B'Shabbos, this is where the Shulchan Aruch brings this din. And let's learn what the Shulchan Aruch says. From the Vashul B'Shabbos, if somebody cooks on Shabbos, and the Ramam adds a very important comment, or he did one of the other malachas on Shabbos. We'll discuss soon. Mitzvah, are all malachas included? The Bi'al Locha right away discusses that as well. If he did this b'mezit, he could never benefit from this. However, other people could benefit from this on Matzah Shabbos immediately. Or b'shogeg, if he did this b'shogeg, also by b'yoyim gam l'cheirim, then during the day it's mutter, during the day it's also for everyone, both the person who did the malach and everyone else. Or l'erev mutter gam l'miyad, and on Matzah Shabbos it's mutter even for him immediately. And the Rama tells us, if somebody told an Akum to do Malach on Shabbos, those are different halachas that we learn in Simen Shin Zayin. It's important to point out that as we begin this discussion, what is Ma'ase Shabbos, what is not Ma'ase Shabbos, when and where is the Mutter to have Hanor from the Ma'ase Shabbos, when and where is it also to have Hanor from the Ma'ase B'Shabbos? It's clear that that these halachas also apply, and that's for become more critical to know, that if I see that someone was Mechal Shabbos, and now someone else is going to have Hanor from that Ma'ase Shabbos, we have to tell that individual, the halacha, what is mutter or what is not mutter. What is considered, when is it considered Shabbos? So the Paiskim say that Bein HaShmoshes of Erev Shabbos or Bein HaShmoshes of Motzei Shabbos are included in all of the halachas that are mentioned in this sif. However, we know that what about that there's a din of Tosfos Shabbos, that we have to be Mekabel Shabbos even earlier. What is going to be the halacha if a malacha was done in the time of Tosfos Shabbos? The Prima Godim is Machmer. However, it seems that the Paiskim hold that when the Prima Gadim is machmer in the Zman, that these halachas apply even in the Zman of Tosfos Shabbos, that's only if the entire Tzibur was already makabel that Zman of Tosfos Shabbos. But if it's not that Zman, these halachas wouldn't apply. And therefore, there would be nafkaminas if this happened in a place where people are makabel Shabbos earlier and end Shabbos earlier versus places where people are makabel Shabbos later and end Shabbos later. The Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Zayin points out that the Shulchan Aruch paskins like Rabbi Yehuda, because that is the opinion of the Rif, of the Rambam, and of the Goyim. However, the Gra paskins like Tosfos and other Rishonim, who paskin like Rav Meir. The Rav Meir's opinion, as we learned in the Gemara, is mezid, is also bein loy bein lecherem ad matzah Shabbos. That if the melacha was done be mezid, it's also both for him and for others until matzah Shabbos. And b'shoyig, it's mutter immediately, even for the one that did the melacha. And the Mishnah Berurah concludes, u'b'makam atzayrich yesh lismach al zeh b'bishul b'shoyig. He says, b'makam atzayrich, we could rely on these rishonim that paskin like Rameya. However, the paskim try to understand, what does the Mishnah Berurah mean when he speaks about a makam atzayrich? The Pashup Shat is that this person has guest and he doesn't want to embarrass himself and the guest by not having hot food available to them. But even though there is a halacha, which we've discussed, that there's a specific point on Shabbos to eat warm food, that isn't a good enough reason that it should be considered makom atzorich. The chiyuv of eating warm food on Shabbos doesn't allow us to be makel to paskin like Rav Meir, unless say the paskim that he won't have anything else to eat, and then certainly that falls into the category of a makom atzorich. When the Mishnah Berurah, the Paiskim also say, the Mishnah Berurah, when he says that b'makom atzorich we could rely on Rav Meir on food that was cooked b'Shabbos b'Shoyig that it may be eaten, it also means that b'Mezid we could rely b'makom atzorich also on Rav Meir, and b'makom atzorich we could allow food that was cooked on Shabbos to be eaten immediately on Matzah Shabbos. However, the Pesach can point out that it's much more difficult to find a Mokam Atzorich in this case than in the other case. Because when food was cooked on Shabbos, and like we just mentioned, you have no other food available, so that makes it into a Mokam Atzorich. However, when it's Matzah Shabbos, so just cook new food. It's also very important to point out, which is not really the subject of our shiur. These are halachas of chazara and shia and hatmana that the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Reish Nun Gimel and Siman Reish Nun Zayin point out that their chazal was particularly more machmer, and there were more machmer there. And their halacha will be that even b'shoyig, one may not partake from this food. And the reason is because they were speaking about situations which were only osim d'rabbanan. And since people don't take isuri d'rabbanan as seriously as they take isuri d'raisa, Chazal were particularly machmer there. The Pesach can point out that if somebody did a malach on Shabbos, whether it was b'shogig or b'mezid, if he has the ability to undo what was done, if he has the ability on Shabbos to undo what was done, much of Shabbos it's too late. The halacha clearly is that he should undo what he did. So, for example, if somebody did malachas b'ayir on Shabbos, he should try to undo that by mixing the food up again. And moreover, if somebody started having hanah from Maaseh Shabbos and then realizes that he should not, as we're learning in our siman, in our shiur today, he should immediately stop having that hanah. The interesting shaila, the Pais can point out, is let's say somebody was able to reverse what he did. So now that there has not been any Maaseh Shabbos here. So do we say, since there was a reversal of what he has done, it's fine and he could now partake from that food? Or do we say, once this food became usur, because this is food for which, from which there was, from which there was mice, on which there was a Maaseh Shabbos, so at that point, since that food becomes usur, since that food became usur, it remains usur l'olam. So here the Paiskim say that since the Mishnah Berurah that we quoted a moment ago, quoting Tosfos in the Gra, passing like Rameya, so even though we only rely on Rameya's Shita, the Mokam Atzairich, here where there's a Shaila, if this is Bechlau included in the Din of Mevashel B'Shabbos, so much we could say that we could rely to Paskin here like Rameya.